Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is our short episode where all week long we get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions, and we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, it's pretty easy. You go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast, and there's another button that says Ask Us Anything, and you can put in anything you got. Work, craziness, pop culture, we don't care. We get in some bizarro stuff. So let's jump into it. First, let's do the work question. We got a question from Charles from San Diego. Love San Diego. Very far from South Florida. And you know what's coming up there is, I think it's next week or this week, Comic-Con, that huge, massive, like, convention for all things sci-fi, pop culture, whatever. I happen to have been in San Diego last year during Comic-Con with a group of my guy friends. We go on a guy trip every year. And my buddy thought it would be funny if he bought us all costumes to wear around town because everybody was there for Comic-Con. So I spent the night walking around in a Batman costume. And my buddy, he gave my buddy an Olaf costume. If you want to have a strange night, let one of your buddies wear an Olaf costume and have too many beers and see how what unfolds. It was wild. Anyway, what's your question, Charles? All right, Jay, I feel like marketers aren't doing new things with AI. How are you using it lately? That is interesting. You know, I feel what you're saying because, you know, we played the whole game of make this content for me, rewrite this for me, I need a blog post, all that. So how are we doing different things with AI now? We're doing some, you know, wild, crazy stuff, but then we're doing some basic things that I think are pretty cool that I don't think enough people are doing. And this one really works the best on Gemini, although you could also do it on ChatGPT, and they're both free, simple to use. So if you go on Gemini, which is Google's version of ChatGPT, it's free. It couldn't be easier. It's just like when you're asking Google a question. So you go to gemini.google.com. What we are using it for is to analyze competitive websites and then to have AI make graphical tables for things. So for example, let's say I was selling accounting software, okay, and I wanted to get an idea of what the leading players in the accounting software space were doing. You can go to Gemini. You could also do this on ChatGPT, the exact same thing, and you could write a prompt, and we'll put this prompt in the show notes, that says something like this. Analyze the following accounting software tools websites: QuickBooks.com, NetSuite.com, and FreshBooks.com. Focus on target audience, value propositions, pricing, and summarize the results in a graphical comparison table showing check marks for strengths and weaknesses. And when you hit enter, what you will get back is a table, a graphical table that breaks down all the different things that are going on those websites and in those businesses. Doesn't matter if it's accounting software or if it's 15 zillion other types of businesses, it will then make one of those charts that shows you the things that the different companies have in common, the things that are unique to that one company as well. And it's super helpful for you to develop your go-to-market strategy to see, wow, where's their opportunity that there's not a lot of competition out there from the major players that my company can focus in on. So using ChatGPT and Gemini and ask it to give you an output in a graphical table, I think is something that people are sleeping on. And another way that we're using this graphical table stuff is also when we are in the market for a new vendor. So let's say we're thinking about getting a new CRM vendor. What you can do is go on ChatGPT or go on Gemini and say, okay, we're analyzing these three different companies. And then you put the URLs, you know, xyz.com, lmnlp.com. Say, analyze these three websites that are all in this category. They're all CRM providers. and give us back all their strengths, all their weaknesses, and also detail out their pricing, and let the output be a graphical table with check marks being able to show all the different things that they're capable of. It is really cool. It saves you a boatload of time and allows you to go into a meeting and present something instantly that everybody can understand and analyze rather than just a bunch of words on the screen. So that's a really cool way to use AI that I don't think a lot of people are doing, is this graphical table output. All right, before we get to the ridiculous question, I want to let everybody know that this podcast is presented by Marigold. What's a Marigold? Marigold is my email sending platform. It is amazing. It is great for small, medium, and large companies, business marketers, consumer marketers. It is a roll-up of sale through My Emma, Cheetah Digital, Campaign Monitor. If you are thinking about a new ESP, you got to think about Marigold, and they have a new piece of content that they just released, the complete guide to zero-party data. You need to download this thing. You can get it at jschwedelson.com/Marigold. And why is this important? We are all trying to collect information from all the people coming to our site, filling out our forms. How do we leverage that? How do we turn that into actionable campaigns? This guide, the complete guide to zero party data, is brand new. It is fantastic. jschwedelson.com/Marigold. It's free. Go check it out. All right, now let's get to the ridiculous question. We got a question in from Jen from Helen, Georgia. I've been to Helen, Georgia. It's really cool. It's kind of cool. What did I do there? I went to Oktoberfest there. Oh, I went ziplining in Helen, Georgia. I have to say, I think I'm retiring from ziplining. It's one of the dumber things I've done in my life. I've done it a bunch of times. It's pretty fun. But every time I'm doing it, I'm like, wow, what am I doing? I'm like strapped to this thing. Like, where's my brain here? So I think I am officially retiring from ziplining. I know there's going to be a lot of people upset about that, but that's my take on ziplining, not that you asked. What is your question, Jen? All right, Jay, what is better, Cracker Barrel, IHOP, or Waffle House? All right, well, immediately we could eliminate IHOP. I think IHOP's gross. I do. IHOP, if you're thinking about sponsoring this podcast, I know it's over because I said that. I just think IHOP's gross. Now, Cracker Barrel and Waffle House are both phenomenal. I was recently at a Cracker Barrel, and not only is the food very good, I think it's underrated, but the store in Cracker Barrel is one of the craziest places on the planet. I mean, they sell the weirdest stuff, but what I can't get over, because I was there like a week or so ago, okay? Some places sell records, vinyl, okay? They're retro. Cracker Barrel sells CDs. Who on this planet is buying a CD? I mean, seriously, that is wild. So Cracker Barrel is great for a lot of things. And if you're in the market for a CD, that's all you. You know, Waffle House is kind of my jam. I went to that a lot in college. Now, the thing about Waffle House, I think people don't realize that they're sleeping on, they have a secret menu at almost all their locations. And there's two things I like to get off their secret menu that you can order. One of them is their chocolate and peanut butter waffle. Yes, it's not on the menu. You could order this. It is awesome. It's a waffle. That's a chocolate waffle with peanut butter cups. It is so good. But the thing on the secret menu that you all need to try from Waffle House is their loaded hash browns all the way. That's what you asked for, is all the way. It is not on the menu. Okay, it's ridiculously good. It's their hash browns, and it's topped with ham, cheese, jalapenos, mushrooms, tomatoes, and onions. And then you also want to get the chili on top, because if you don't get the chili on top, you're a loser. You want to get it all the way. Their secret menu is a big deal. Listen, we've talked about a lot of very important information on this today. I appreciate you checking it out. Make sure you check out our longer episode at the end of the week and leave this thing a review. Come on, hook me up and follow the show. Share it with a friend. I don't know. Go get order off the secret menu. Have a great day. See you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketer. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. GuruEvents.com. Check it out.